Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, we follow the order of prayer and preaching found on page 260 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 604, I Bind Unto Myself Today. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 6 through 13. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. We now join the live service.
Our reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of the Lord. History is just one damned thing after another. At least according to the historian Arnold Toynbee or Henry Ford or Winston Churchill, depending on who your source is, they all seem to be credited with having said it. Now, I suppose that you could argue that this statement acknowledges patterns that occur throughout history, but most scholars agree, they seem to agree that the phrase does the opposite, right? That it's meant to show the meaninglessness, slapping together of unrelated events that is our past, with no trajectory to or from anywhere. The day is simply what you make of it. And yet we know as Christians that history, true history, biblical history, has much more meaning than that. And you don't have to look any further than our reading this morning to hear it. These things took place as examples for us. They were written down for our instruction. Now, the things that Paul is talking about is the history, the entire history of the Israelite people, those who were baptized into Moses and the crossing of the Red Sea, those who drank the same spiritual drink and ate the same spiritual food, that is Christ, and not just the history of what they received, but the history of how they failed time and again. In this sense, it's quite the opposite of the virtue signaling that you see so often today, where the teller of history points out everyone else's fault except their own. On the contrary, the scriptures confess the weaknesses, the foibles, and the utter depravity of those who wrote it. An honest reader, therefore, has no other choice than to see this as affirming the veracity of what is written. And it leads the same reader to the question, the good Lutheran question of what does this mean, right? What's to be learned here? Well, for starters, it means that history will, in fact, repeat itself, whether we learn it or not. Now, don't get me wrong, we should learn it. And in doing so, we see the pitfalls that we should mark and avoid, and we see the mercy of Christ at every step, his graciousness to his people, and his desire to lift them back up when they fall. But the nature of sin is such that the secular culture around us will ultimately succumb to the same things that other cultures have in the past. It'll succumb to hubris, to immorality, greed, and sloth, etc. And of course, it's not just the culture. Some from the church, from among us, will succumb to these same things as well. Now, second, it also means that Luther was right. Imagine that. Luther was right when he said that the entire life of a Christian should be one of repentance, right? A constant acknowledgement that we don't think, do, or say what we ought. If those who walked in the cloud and heard the booming voice of the Lord repeatedly grumbled and put God to the test, then woe to us. For we find ourselves in precedented days. The end of the ages has come, and the grumblers are out in force, and there are those who put Christ to the test. If sackcloths and ashes were still a thing, well, then now would be the time, my friends. Take heed, lest you fall. But it's not all sackcloth and ashes. There is an escape. There is hope. If history, true history, if biblical history has taught us anything, it's that God is faithful even when we are not. The God of Abraham and Isaac, of Jacob and Moses, Aaron and David, the God of Peter and Paul, well, he is your God also. He gives to you his word. He gives to you his very self. So in the midst of an unclean world, he washes you and he binds himself unto you, propelling you out into your vocations with the strong name of the Trinity to confess that same name in a dying world that so desperately needs it, and point to history. The beauty of the incarnation is that we can point to things that have actually happened. We can point to Christ's baptism, to his death on the cross, his bursting from the spiced tomb. And likewise, we can point to the future, specifically the future that biblical history has taught us to look forward to, the coming again of Christ on the day of doom, a terror to some, yes, but peace and strength to you. For the challenges and the hostilities of, well, of budget cycles, of disasters near and far, and political folly, well, these endure for but a season. The mercy of the Lord, however, endures forever. Thus, all of history is a trajectory of the Lord's mercy, first to the cross and his resurrection, and then through you and on to the resurrection. Bound to this, we confess his name to all generations, and the power of God is made known in spite of our weaknesses and our foibles. These days that we find ourselves in, well, they're not so new. The world has seen the likes of it before, and yet God is faithful. You will endure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joseph Seifert, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.